Women Talk Sports fans, it is the first day of 2013. So, what are we going to do? We're going to wrap up the year of 2012 in women's sports. It was a really big year for women's sports in general. The Olympics brought along a lot of attention, and there's a lot of other really awesome things. So, in no particular order, Stephanie and I are going to, I being Kara Hawkins, we're going to count down. Or go over some of the best highlights of the year. We got a lot of this from you guys off of Twitter and Facebook, so we're just gonna go right into it.
So if you haven't been paying attention this whole year, no need. We will just fill you in with all of the highlights. So let's start with Title IX turning 40, which was a huge thing in women's sports in general. I think that had a lot to do with like the push in the Olympics to have so many women become involved. But there was lots of celebrating for Title IX.
Yeah, it was a really good thing. I mean, I think it being around 40 years, it's finally kind of hit the point where, girls don't understand not being able to play sports.
Right.
So it was good to look back and understand, there was a time where women weren't allowed to play sports, weren't allowed to, be on the same start line as men, and there were no sports bras, which is even scarier.
Oh my
But
gosh.
I know I was l talking to some older lady who was telling me about when she used to have to play sports in a normal bra, and that's just seems very horrible.
Yeah,
But
well, not so fun. Thank you,
no,
Title IX, for giving
and
us sports bras and many other things.
giving us lots of chances. I mean, I would not be where I was without Title IX, so I can't really, it's
Hard
probably
to
one of the best
imagine.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, all of these young girls probably don't really understand what Title IX is, which is why it's a good thing we celebrate it so that, we can share what Title IX has done so we don't take it for granted and we keep pushing barriers. So let's go and, get to Title IX turning 50. Can't wait for it.
Yes, he'll officially be, well, I guess not old. 50 is not old. My mom would be sad if I said 50 was old.
That's like the new 30. So,
Yes, exactly.
all right. So there was a lot of things that happened in the Olympics, which was termed the Women's Olympics. A lot of people don't like that because it makes it sound like women were equal to men in the Olympics, even though we kicked major ass in the Olympics. But we have a rundown of a bunch of things that happened during the games that kind of were a breakthrough for women.
So
So.
women's basketball just powered through it, undefeated, had a great group of players, just killed it. I mean, killed all their competition. There was very few close games. And a lot of people didn't think they got enough credit because everyone was kind of focusing on the men's team. But the women's basketball team killed it, won gold, major props. They deserve it.
Yeah.
And you should all be watching them now when the WNBA rolls around and keeping those ratings up for them too.
We will be. And then there was women's soccer, where the U.S. took home gold again. They beat Japan 2-1, and this was their fourth gold in the past five Olympic games. So they just continue to dominate. And there's a lot of things going on in women's soccer on the U.S. side right now. And we'll get to that a little bit later, but it's hopefully we continue and we keep getting more gold medals. But it was a fantastic series of games for the US women.
And we actually, in general in soccer, we are actually getting to see the rest of the world kind of catch up with us, which is really nice to see. I mean, it gives us a heart attack, but it's great to actually see close games and to see that the rest of the world too is, focusing on women in sports and being able to, actually give us a good game.
Then there was Gabby Douglas. She won two golds, one in the individual all around, and then the other in the team all around, despite people hating her for her hair, which is kind of like crazy to me. I actually did some research on it, for one of my classes, and it's kind of fascinating to see the controversy over her hair, but we must focus on how awesome she was at her sport, and she totally killed it. She was named AP's Athlete of the Year. And she was featured on like all these magazines. She's getting the press she deserves, I think. So,
Yeah, and it's great to see, a role model for gymnastics. It's always great to see someone who is seems to have their head on their shoulders. And on top of that, it's just, I don't know, she just has a personality that just kind of, sparkles.
Oh, yeah.
Her
Yeah.
laugh is infectious. She laughs all the time, and I just want to like giggle along with her.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, she seems like a good kid. And I mean, I'm not really sure what's ahead for her. So that'll be interesting to see because she did, I mean, she wanted to quit a few years back and then stuck with it. And who knows if this will help her, inspire her to continue to stick with gymnastics or whether she'll go and do different things. But whatever she does, I'm sure she'll be awesome at because, yeah, her personality is great and she's got talent. So,
And people get off of her about her hair. I
yeah,
think
her hair is
that's.
awesome, people. You don't know what you're talking about. All right. So then there was women's boxing, which was this was the first time that the Olympic Committee approved them to participate in the game. So back in like 1904, there was one bout with women, but this is like the official welcoming of women boxers, which was awesome. And that alone was kind of something to be noted. And then the
Yeah.
US dominated. You can talk about that. That was
Yeah, it
sweet.
was, I mean, it was good to see, first of all, women boxers, just because there is still that stigma about women fighting in general. It's, people really aren't wanting to accept that because it's not feminine or girly to actually box. But we had some great wins. We had Clarissa Shields, who's only 17, take home the gold in the middleweight class, beating Russia's Nadeza Torlova.
Sounds right to me.
Yeah, sounds good. I have to put the question mark at the end.
That's
But
always
the end
keeps you
score was
safe.
19 to 12, which pretty good fight. I actually watched that one. I'm not into boxing by any means. I had never even watched male boxing, but I really kind of got into it a little bit this summer, being able to watch these women really go after each other.
Yeah. So she took home gold, and then US had Marlene Esparza. She took home bronze in the flight weight 105 to 112 weight class. So we were
That's
on the
my weight
podium.
class. I
What's that?
said, I think that's my weight class.
Well, there you go. Maybe, do you think you could take her?
No. There's a reason I'm a runner.
We'll just let those two women continue to kick butt in 2016. So go get them, Clarissa and Marlene.
Yes.
Okay, so track. This was a big thing for track. I know you're a fan of Jen, so why don't you tell us about her fantastic
Yes. So
game?
she's been ranked number one since 2006. Just, it was one of those things where she kept winning national titles and kept setting records, but she could not take home that gold medal, and it was just very, very frustrating. She's won 11 national titles, and she set numerous records in the US, world records, everything. So she finally was able to take home gold in London, and it was just kind of like a perfect ending to her career, if she chooses to end it here, but she's just had such longevity and she's finally able to take the gold.
And it was awesome to see. I remember like when she was competing for the medal, when I was watching it, I was like the way she looked, it seemed like she wasn't doing very well 'cause I couldn't tell from when I jumped in to her runs like how she was doing, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, she doesn't look like she's doing well. She looks really concerned." And then all of a sudden it was like she won and it was and I'm sure she wanted it so bad. She took home silver in 2008, and she is so dominant that it's like she deserves it. And so it was really cool to see her. The crowd was going crazy, so
They had a great crowd too this year.
yeah.
It was good to see. It's always nice to see fans that really appreciate track and field, and that whole stadium was just crazy. So
Yeah.
that was almost just fun, as fun as to watch them as it is to watch the races.
Yeah, exactly. Allyson Felix was kind of in the same boat. She placed second in the 200 meters in Athens and Beijing, and she's like so dominant. So she finally got gold in the 200 meters at London, which was super cool. She just looks like she makes everything look easy. So, I mean, just fun to watch her in general. But she also brought home gold medals in the 4x100 and the 4x400, and in the 4x1, she, Tiana Madison, Bianca Knight, and Carmelita Jeter set the 4x100 world record. So that was another like fantastic thing for women's track.
That was just amazing to watch. Just to see her, well, just to see all of them, just, I don't know, it's always seems
Crush
impossible that
it.
they can move that quickly.
I know. And I mean, that record had been held for since 1985 by the East Germans, which I'm not gonna say that they were totally clean when they probably set that record, which makes it even like more awesome that these athletes went out there and just like dominated. So
Yeah.
crazy to think that they can go that fast.
And kind of another one to go in with the sprint crowd is Sonya Richards Ross winning. That was also
Yeah.
in the 400, was pretty good race to watch too. So I very much enjoyed that one.
Yeah. There was a lot on the track.
Oh yeah. It's a lot of Olympics to take in general.
That is true. It's why they only do it every 4 years. It's hard to keep track of everything. Okay, so let's move on to the sand. Well, court, I guess. Misty May Trainor and Kerry Walsh Jennings took home their third gold medal. They took them, they had one in 2004, 2008, and then in London. And this was their last appearance, which is kind of sad. For some reason, I don't believe it. I feel like they're going to have to come back in 2016, but if not, we do have Jen Kessy and April Ross, who Carrie and Misty defeated to win the gold. So they took home silver. They're also from the US, so it seems like our volleyball, beach volleyball, is still going to be dominant in the upcoming years. But they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that, when you said the US won, there is no way to say it was a spoiler.
Yeah, I know. Yep. So, and isn't Carrie, she's pregnant now, right?
Yes, so an Olympic baby, quote unquote.
Yeah, because she
So,
was like 3 months pregnant at the Olympic Games, right? Or
right.
something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so actually, there's a lot of, I don't know, I keep calling it this. I've seen a lot of people get pregnant recently. I just keep calling them the Olympic babies. People get very excited,
That's
apparently,
probably what it
during that time
is.
period.
I didn't
But
put those two things together, but you're right.
yes.
Crazy.
So,
You want to tell us
yeah.
about
Yeah, Serena
tennis?
Williams. Holy cow. Great summer for her. She was just on a roll. So, 2011, she suffered a foot injury and a hematoma and a pulmonary embolism, which just is not good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun.
Lots of things you do not want to happen to you. So she switched coaches to work with Patrick Morlengo. That's probably not right either.
No, just
But she,
question mark at the end of that. Whatever your
yeah,
name is,
yeah.
good old Patrick.
Good old Pat. So, she kind of started off the summer, she was just on a roll. Wimbledon, the US Open, and then also the Olympic Games, single wins all the way through, gold medal at the Olympics. And then, for the doubles with her sister, Wimbledon, and the Olympic Games. She was just on a roll this summer. It was great to see her back and great to see her winning.
Yeah, she certainly took home a ton of hardware, and it seemed like she, like her presence on the court, it was like more lively, I think. She was, and more people, media was taking more interest in her since she was coming back from everything. It just seemed like everything was clicking for her, so.
Yeah, it was a great comeback story. So it was great to watch. And yeah, she has a lot of hardware and her dancing entertained me whenever she won.
Yeah.
She has some good moves.
Take notes. Another thing we have to do while watching sports. Gosh.
I know. Learn how to dance.
Yes. Dance Dance Revolution is on my to-do list. Okay, so I guess we'll talk about Pat Summitt retiring, which was kind of like huge news, even though I think people were expecting it to some degree after they found out that she was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. So she coached the Lady Vols from 1974 until 2012. She's the longest winningest coach in NCAA history of either men's or women's teams. So she pretty much rocks.
Yep.
And she helped them take home 8 NCAA titles. So, I mean, it was really sad to see her leave because she is so dominant. But she ended up staying on as, I don't, head coach. I don't know how to say that word, Kara. Do you?
Emeritus, head coach
Yeah.
emeritus.
It sounds fancy. So she's basically still in the picture. And head or her assistant coach that had been with her since 1985, Holly Warlick, she is stepped up to be the official head coach. So it seemed, I mean, there was a shift in leadership there, but it still seems like everyone looks at Summit and she's still very involved, and Warlick has been involved in the program for so long that it seems like everything's going to go quite well for them. It's sad to see Summit leave, though.
It is, and she's such a presence in that part of the state. I went to school in East Tennessee. My sister goes to University of Tennessee, so it's sad to see her go, but she's still very much a presence on campus. She I think she showed up to the Today Show when Kathie Lee and Hoda randomly came down to visit campus. She's very much there. She's still behind the scenes, and she's wanting her girls to keep their GPAs like GPAs up. And have a future, which is something she also was very good at doing,
Yeah.
besides just coaching, was also making sure that they, graduated.
Yeah, she's a wonderful woman. I think really wanted to see all of everyone, succeed. So we wish her the best of luck, and we wish Warlick and the team luck as well.
Yes, and I think her son, actually, I know her son's getting married here soon too, so best of luck for him too.
Dang. Wow, there's a
Random.
lot.
Random news.
Thank you for the insight. Let's move to the WNBA.
Yes.
So the Indiana Fever upset Minnesota for WNBA championship, which was, I thought it was a shock that they took
Yeah,
them
it
down.
was weird because for anybody looking at the stats and kind of coming from the outside, it seemed like a huge shock. It was a huge shock for me too. But it seems to be among the fans and among those who are on Facebook, wasn't as big of a shock as I would have thought.
Yeah.
I mean, Minnesota basically had a dream team, and it was amazing. No one thought that Minnesota could be taken down, and then the Fever and Tamika Catchings kind of, came around, won, and won, won it where they needed to win it, and it was, a kind of a shift in power, I guess, in the WNBA because Minnesota has kind of been dominant.
Which is a good thing because it's also showing that there's, I mean, better competition in WNBA, which only lends more to their credibility as like a, women's sports institution, which is really awesome. So I guess we'll have to see what happens this year if Minnesota can come back. Maybe, maybe someone else has got it. Who knows? But it'll be fun to see. It's good to.
Yeah, and especially with the draft, we got some great players coming in. So some teams might be a little bit more dominant this year than they were the previous years.
Yeah. You never know. New season. It's 2013. Anything can happen. All right. Why don't you tell us about soccer?
So, very exciting news. There is a new women's soccer league. It is the
Woohoo!
National Women's Soccer Team. NWSL, which does not stand for a new women's soccer league, though I think it would be kind of funny. There's going to be 8 teams, and I'm trying to, I know most of them are kind of in the northeast, and then we have some, I know Kansas City's going to have one, and I think Portland's going to have one, or there's going to be one in that area. It's going to be 8 teams. And U.S. Soccer will subsidize the salaries of up to 24 U.S. women's national team players. Canadian Soccer Association will do the same. And the Federation of Mexico Football will do the same for up to 16 players. So there will be money coming in, which is, it's kind of a little bit better business model because they won't be having to subsidize so many salaries.
Yeah.
And, I think everyone's just hoping that this time it works. We have such great players. It's just really hard to see them go overseas or go somewhere else to play in between the 4 years.
Yeah. And there's such a good fan base. Like, people love watching women's soccer. So hopefully this does work. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens and just keep promoting it. So if you get a chance to watch or get tickets to the game or tweet about it, just, keep talking and staying interested because that's the only way these things can sustain themselves. So it's our little plug.
Yes, we do want a league, so players do have a chance to work on their skills
So that
and
they can
continue to
dominate.
mature, and
Yeah.
so we have the best national team when it comes to that point in time.
Yeah.
And we want people to be able to have a career, be able to live in between Olympic years, basically.
Yes. All right. So we had Anne on last month, right?
Right.
Yeah, and she was talking to us about MMA and like UFC and how White, who like runs UFC, was interested in Ronda Rousey, and he was about to con like sign her up under contract, and so that officially happened, and now he's like starting to welcome women into UFC. So Rousey is set to face Liz, I think it's Carmouche,
That sounds right.
yeah, in February. So for the UFC 157, and I think that's on pay-per-view. So if you, and it's like the first women's UFC fight, which is, I think they're, promoting it quite well. I saw the poster, pretty sure it's the main fight.
It is.
And people are complaining about that, which is weird, but I don't
It
know.
Well, it's hard, and I think, Anne said last time too, Dana White was like, there's never going to be women in our league. And so you kind of
Yeah.
attract that fan base. And so to kind of like, 360 basically or 180 and
Right.
come back and be like, actually, we want them as the main event. You're going to get some people who are going to be upset. But that's because of the fans you attracted in the first place. I
Yeah, that's
mean,
true. Well, hopefully now that he's on board, maybe it'll influence other people. He sounds like he has a lot of power in the UFC, and so who knows?
yeah, it will be good for women to cross the board. Moving up and kind of being able to be in the same league as men and, promoting it like you would a men's fight is going to be something definitely that's good for women's sports in general.
Yeah. Okay, so the last couple things we have on this list to wrap up 2012 are about runners because we love running so much. The first one is just a shout out to Lauren Fleshman and Jessie Thomas because they announced that Lauren Fleshman is pregnant with baby number one. The way she announced it was really funny. You should read her post on Women Talk Sports. It tells you, I mean, basically, she calls out all these other people for trying to steal her baby thunder, which was really funny. Her posts are always so hilarious. So, and she has like a one, she has a picture of a onesie, which is like even cooler.
She's in a onesie,
In a
which is even
onesie,
weirder.
right? So,
She also has a lot of other new posts that just came up last
yes.
2 days. She responds to Let's Run, which is always fun, saying why she's no longer with Nike. And she also just announced her new sponsorship today.
Oh, can you tell us who that is?
I'm going to
Okay.
butcher this name because I butcher it every time. Wiselle?
Okay.
Yes.
That's.
Wiselle.
Oh.
But
Oh,
yes, if
okay.
you, I've actually purchased quite a bit of, well, for Christmas, I got a couple of their t-shirts. They did a really nice Title IX series that was all on sale. So love their t-shirts. And they're kind of an up-and-coming brand, especially in the women's sports world. So Lauren Fleshman, I think, is one of their first big sponsored athletes.
Yeah, I think that company has been they seem to be like all over the running world. It's I mean, they just came about and it seems like they have a lot of people that do wear their gear. They also posted a video about the whole IAAF like uniform regulation and what they had to go through in order to get it regulated. So they seem to be doing stuff both like to better the sport and to provide really cool clothing. So, and I think that's something that Fleshman was really interested in joining. So, congrats to both parties for that.
Yes, and we love women's companies succeeding, and we love you sponsoring women athletes, so
Yeah.
keep doing it.
Keep that up. Okay, not to end on like a very dramatic topic, but one of the you probably saw if you checked out Women Talk Sports web front page, but Susie Faber-Hamilton, she was a three-time Olympian in like middle distance, so 1500-ish. She was working as a Vegas escort for the past year. She's married, although her marriage seemed to be on the rocks from what she explained through Twitter, but she also has an 8-year-old daughter and had been going off to different cities for these dates, which is kind of a sad story. I mean, everyone's gonna have different opinions whether they think that she can just, if she wants to do that, that's what she should do. Other people think that it's not the best image for her, and a lot of her sponsors have recently cut her off, so she's not able to participate in the Disney half marathons. There were a bunch of things, companies that she sponsored in Madison, like potato farmers, they cut her off too. So we'll have to see what happens there. But it looks like she's getting help with like a psychologist or psychiatrist is going to try and work through things. So.
Well, I mean, she has kind of a history in her family, kind of
Yes.
history overall with mental health disabilities, I guess would be the polite way of saying that.
Yes.
So there's definitely something going on there. A lot of times we actually kind of taking this segment maybe a step further. There was a lot of, we'll go with a couple of the worst moments of women's sports this year, and that was definitely one of them.
Yes.
Was Susie Faber-Hamilton admitting that she worked as an escort. But yeah, it wasn't a good situation. So,
Yeah, so I guess we just wish her the be her and her family the best of luck. We probably should have announced Fleshman's baby thing bef after Susie's, but that's okay.
And I guess, also some of the things to kind of look back on that weren't great this year for women's sports, we did have former WNBA player Clinique Holdson being arrested, and then we had the whole Hope Solo getting married, beat up situation.
Which was so, like, no one knew she was even engaged or anything. So it was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, and so I mean, there was a lot of good, there was a little bad, so we won't end on too negative of a note. But yes,
We can always strive for better. That's the
Yes.
ending, the conclusion here. We did women athletes, fans. You guys all did an awesome job of promoting the sport and doing really fantastic things. We just need to keep that up and try and keep it positive all the way through, I guess, from 2013 onward.
So, do you have any predictions for 2013?
Oh my gosh. I haven't even thought of predictions. I don't know. Do you have any?
Well, this is kind of off topic a little bit, but I did
Go
have a
for it.
prediction that Kim Kardashian was going to get pregnant, and I said this about 3 days ago before she
Really?
announced it, and amazingly it happened.
Yes, it's
So I'm at
not.
least one for one.
Right. Well, that's pretty good odds. This isn't
Yeah.
technically, she's not dating any basketball players anymore. She's dating Kanye, so it's not really sports related. But I think with, being able to guess that correctly, maybe there's many more things that you'll be able to guess in the women's sports world that you'll get right too.
Well, I'd say, maybe my other two right off the top of my head is that Brittney Griner would probably be the number one WNBA draft pick.
Okay. I would stand behind that call.
And Missy Franklin's going to kick butt in college.
Oh, I'm still upset that she's in college.
I know you
But
are. I
we
feel like
won't
I have a
talk
little,
about
I'm
that.
okay with her going to college. She'll kick
Well,
butt, though,
yeah,
so.
go for it. You can do it, girl. So, if you guys have any predictions, that you have for this upcoming year, please post them on our Facebook, or you can tweet us at womentalksports.com. You can personally tweet myself at Steph, StephMPerl, or you can tweet Kara at, it's CarayByrd, Kara
Yes,
Bird.
ma'am, at Kara Bird. Always on, always plugged in.
Social media guru right there. So if you do have anything for us, or if you want to mention something that we did not list, feel free to do so there or email us at podcast@womentalksports.com. So I guess that wraps it up. See you later, 2012. And what up, 2013? We're really excited for you.
Yes, lucky number 13.
Oh,
Bring it.
yeah. All right. Well, enjoy your first day of 2013, and we will hit you up later in this month and recap some fantastic things that have gone on in throughout January.
Yep.
All right. Bye, guys.